Our scripture reading is from Psalm 145, verses 1 through 13. It's from the Message translation, a little different than the Pew Bibles that you have. Let us listen to the word of God for us this morning. I lift you in high praise, my God, O my King, and I'll bless your name into eternity. I'll bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Your beauty and splendor have everyone talking. I compose songs on your wonders. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The fame of your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips. God is all mercy and grace, not quick to anger, is rich in love. God is good to one and all. Everything he does is suffused with grace. Creation and creatures applaud you, God. Your holy people bless you. They talk about the glories of your rule. They exclaim over your splendor, letting the world know of your power for good, the lavish splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom eternal. You never get voted out of office. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today we celebrate and give thanks to God for the rich blessings this church has received. We celebrate the legacy begun by 12 people in 1827, which was 190 years ago. And we celebrate by using a psalm of praise, Psalm 145. And verse 4 says, generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. I imagine all the stories that have been shared, the mighty acts of God told, generation after generation of great blessings and adversity, times of great growth and also times of decline, generation after generation experiencing new growth and building, and yet other times of loss and buildings left in smoke. Over these 190 years, love has been shared, but also judgment. Generation after generation have experienced great ups and downs, a legacy of faith, adversity, transformation, frustration, forgiveness, and joy. Taught by Calvin, John Knox brought Reformed Christianity to Scotland, and Presbyterians claim a unique identity from Celtic Christianity. With this heritage, we adopt this Celtic proverb. Heaven and earth are only 3 feet apart, but in thin places, that distance is even shorter. A New York Times writer describes it like this: Celts and later Christians used this term, thin places, to describe mesmerizing places like the windswept Isle of Iona and the rocky peaks of Croagh-Patrick. Thin places are where the distance between heaven and earth collapses, and we're able to catch glimpses of the divine and the transcendent. It's where we are jolted out of the old ways and seeing the world, and therein lies the transformative magic of travel. A thin place, it's not necessarily a tranquil place or a fun place or even a beautiful one. Disney World is not a thin place, nor is Cancun. While thin places relax us, they also transform us, or more accurately, unmask us. In thin places, we become our more essential selves. Thin places are wild and untamed. That's what the psalm is all about, giving thanks for those transformative encounters with God, praise for those thin places where we experience the divine. For 190 years, men and women of this church experienced those thin places where heaven and earth collapse, catching glimpses of the divine, feeling unsettled and transformed, wild and untamed, all at the same time. In 1860, you heard 34 people stood up and left the church. A new school minority who desired the abolition of slavery. They made a bold yet difficult move. That night when they left, it was a thin place. It was not easy. It was not ideal. They did not know where it would lead. It took much faith and courage and prayer to stand up against the majority. They were jolted out of the old way and transformed forevermore. And 40 years later, they built the very sanctuary we are sitting in today. It's important for us to hear and tell these stories of thin places. It reminds us the faithful made it through times of adversity and challenge. These stories inspire us to move boldly into the future. Where are the thin places in your life? I don't know about you, but for me, those thin places, those encounters with the divine happen when my faith is sometimes pushed or torn. Transformation for me usually has to come out of being broken. The thin places emerge out of shattering struggles and frustration. For me as a teenager, during a difficult time in my family, I experienced acceptance and grace and love from an unexpected person. The time when I needed it the most. An upperclassman in my youth group helped me find the thin place that jolted me. It was out of this conversation that I first heard God's call to ministry. God took my difficulty and stretched me. But in the stretching caused me to grow. God transformed that experience into growth and healing and a renewed sense of purpose, a thin place. And as difficult as those experiences might have been, God transformed me. And today I praise God for that transformation. The Greek philosopher Heraclitus said this, "No man ever steps into the same river twice, for it is not the same river, and he is not the same man." Where are those thin places in your life? This church is like stepping into a river. You cannot step into the same river twice. We're part of a church that's meant to be transformative in deep and significant ways. We encourage stretching and standing up to challenges. It might be messy, but it's part of our heritage to find those thin places. And today we give thanks and praise for the joys and transforming work of God, where generation after generation tells of God's mighty acts. Today, following worship, all are invited to a butterfly releasing. Butterflies are an ancient Christian symbol. The caterpillar represents the old life. The chrysalis, the cocoon, reminds us of death. And then the butterfly reminds us of the new life we receive in Christ. And for Christians, this transformation can represent for us that thin place. When we release these butterflies, we're in a sense praising God for the joys of the struggles that have led us here to today, for the transformative power of those thin places. Today, we have an opportunity to praise God for those thin places that create tension and leave us uncomfortable, that might stretch us and challenge us, because all those things lead to transformation. The old life begins anew. My prayer is for God to stretch you and make you uncomfortable so that you can let go of the old and discover those thin places where you're transformed by God and never stepping into the same river twice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.